You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Since it's Wednesday, it's time to go in the mailbag. I've got a lot of good mailbag questions. Gibbs, what do you got?
We do have a lot. excuse me, guys. We do have a lot. Brian Fox tweets at us using the hashtag mailbag. What underrated rookie has the best chance to make this roster?
Underrated rookie, I would say, what's the Wynn kid? The defensive lineman.
Dylan Wynn. I do like Dylan Wynn.
Dylan Wynn's a good player. Dylan Wynn is a guy who might not necessarily make the 53, but might be a practice squad body because of how competitive it will be on the defensive line and also the expectation of that defensive line to stop the run and earn the right to rush the passer. And then you look at a guy like Charles Gaines, you know, drafted late, sixth round pick. We've talked consistently about how deep and how good these corners are on this football team. And I just don't know if there's a spot for him. So he might potentially be a practice squad guy as well.
I'm going to go with Malcolm Johnson and Hayes Pillard, two of the later draft picks for this team. I think they both can make it and make this squad and make big impacts right away, especially Malcolm Johnson playing that kind of Marcel Reese role in this offense. But I will say Luke Lundy is going to be a camp sensation. He is going to be people are going to love this guy in training camp.
Papa Giorgio tweets at the show, do you think Cam Irving will start game one? If so, what position?
I do, and I think it'll be at right guard.
Yes, right guard.
Stefan Root tweets at the show, good question here. If Gilbert beats out Tremon, which corner works the slot?
I think they'd find a way to have their three best corners on the field. If they felt that Gilbert beat out Tremon, I do think they would rank Tremon ahead of Kayvon Williams. So they'd get creative with either Tremon moving inside, Hayden moving inside, depending on who they're going to go.
I agree. And I believe that if that does in fact happen, there's so many packages. You figure even Dime allows you to bring on a fourth corner. So if we get into those situations, which we may against the Steelers, you know, we may against the Ravens.
Denver,
absolutely, where there's an opportunity to integrate one of those corners into the game as well. But then also, as we consistently move on, there may be a package where we take out a safety, you know, and you get another cover corner, you know, on the field with one free safety. You no longer have Dante Whitner covering anybody, nothing against his skills, but you get another corner covering in that situation.
Well, and I thought it was interesting. Hayden earlier in the show on the presser from yesterday said he's learning how to play slot. And I think a lot of teams last year, that's when Cincinnati started to have success. They moved A.J. Green into that number three spot as a wide receiver in the slot, so Joe Hayden couldn't cover him.
Yep.
And I like what the Browns are doing there by getting him acclimated to that slot spot.
Yes.
Let's see. Kevin Beard, our good friend. Which single player makes the biggest jump from last season?
Season. I think it may in fact be Justin Gilbert. Yeah, we've been talking an awful lot about him, the jump that he's made thus far. But I think Isaiah Crowell, after speaking to him, you know, here in the Dog Bowl a few weeks ago, who's poised for a 1,000-yard season, it might be him. So the jump from 600-plus yards to over 1,000.
I'm going to go with Barkevious Mingo, and I think he needs to make a big jump from last season to this season. He has not lived up to the number 6 overall pick billing. He has battled an injury last year, and I think it's time for him to now come out and have that big season. Every opportunity will be there.
One last question, guys. We have 1 minute left in the show from Glenn. With so much depth in the defensive backfield, can they keep that many DBs on the roster?
I don't know if they can, but boy, they're going to try. With this Mike Pett defense, the luxury is on defensive linemen, pass rushers, and corners. So if that means them just carrying three inside linebackers, they need to grab an extra spot because you can never have enough corner coverage or pass rushers.
I think that's if there is going to be a trade, maybe the D-line, maybe the defensive backfield before this roster. I just don't see any way that all of these talented players can make this team. It's going to be very, very difficult, and that's where Ray Farmer is really going to earn his money, and these coaches trying to figure that all out. Thanks to Tom Withers for joining us. Thanks, Jason Gibbs. Thanks for all your mailbag questions, your calls as well. Another fun show. We'll be back tomorrow getting ready for our little NBA Finals preview.
Yes.
We'll have that tomorrow and much, much more here. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys on ESPN 850 WKNR. For Jason Gibbs and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
Go Cavs.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.